Great to have your company on Sports Day as we roll into our waffle update, thanks to the Kia EV6 and Sportage Cars of the Year. And East Perth had a terrific win on the weekend. Their coach is Jeremy Barnard. He joins us for a chat. Barney, thanks for your time. And that must rate is close to your best win of 2022.
Oh, I think it would be easily against a really quality opposition. Haven't had a terrific couple of weeks, especially last week against Peel. Brought in some new debutants and we're able to come away with a win. So it's just all credit to the boys.
You mentioned bringing in some fresh faces. How much in hindsight did that help provide the energy that was required? Because let's be honest, after half time, you kicked 5 goals, Claremont 4. It was a bit of a grind, but you got the job done.
Yeah, I was no doubt bringing Tom Graham in, who I played footy with his dad, definitely helped us out. We had, an average games in our forward line of 5 games, so the boys were definitely bringing the youthful enthusiasm. And we knew Claremont would definitely come back at us. They're a quality side with, fantastic players on every line. But, we managed to hang on, and it was really important, not only for us on the day, but for our season as well.
How impressed were you with Christian Amajuri, who kicked the 3 goals?
Yeah, I mean, he's just the heart and soul of the East Perth Football Club. He's one of our hardest trainers, doesn't miss a session. Really exemplifies the Royals' way. So we're actually after a bit more forward ground ball pressure, so we took him out of the midfield and put him in there, and he was... also gave us the ground ball pressure as well as, creating some opportunities. The last goal in the last quarter was really helped steady the ship, so he played a fantastic game.
Had the 20-year premiership anniversary celebrations on the weekend. Was much of that made for the league team as well? Did that help inspire you? I hear there was a few interesting speeches and things before the game from some of the past players that certainly fired a few up that were in the functions, but did you make much of it?
We only really mentioned it at three-quarter time. You just got to be a little bit careful with some of the... Sometimes you can get a bit distracted. But the boys, they certainly mixed in with the premiership players of both eras. And we just mentioned, in the last quarter that, we had the guys here. And, with the never say die attitude, that's how they were able to get success. So we sort of drew on that. But, which we're able to do.
Yes, the 1972 Premiership reunion as well, and Malcolm Gregory Brown amongst others there. And coincidentally, your final score on the weekend, Barney, was 72 points. Got to ask you about Angus Shoemaker, 34 disposals. He travelled, of course, with the West Coast Eagles. Is he going to be just a very good waffle player, or do you think there's a window for him still?
Oh, I think he was pretty close in the mid-season draft. I know a couple of clubs were talking to him. He's certainly got some elite AFL attributes, all being, his kick and also his size. He's 6'3". I think he's just a terrific player, and he's able to get his body right this year compared to the last couple of years. And really, he's helped our midfield no end. So there's certainly opportunities there for him, I'm sure.
You mentioned the mid-season draft, and Seb Quack was instrumental in, I guess, much of your forward craft in the first part of the year. You lose him. It put a lot of pressure. We saw you against South Fremantle, and Tom Metat was terrific. But it's a big loss, isn't it, mid-season?
Yeah, it is, Keith. I mean, the biggest part about it, I mean, you certainly never want to hold back young players from going into the AFL. But when they get taken mid-season, the disadvantage you've got is you can't recruit for that player. If you lose them at the end of the year in November or even in January, you've got a chance you can recruit and perhaps fill, or you have a development plan for you for within your club to fill the gap. But when they go mid-season, you're not going to get a quality foot forward from any other club in Australia and in the state league. So that's the disadvantage, and it took us a little bit sort of to come up with a bit of a plan about which was the best person to fill that role, and eventually we went with young Tom Graham. Also having Nick Robinson back just makes a huge difference to our forward line with his, his pressure and the way he coaches the players out in the field. He does a great job.
Jeremy, what does the win mean? You kind of touched on a little bit before, but in terms of your season and the belief in your side, having a win like that over Claremont to be able to now push on in this second half of the season?
Yeah, well, it keeps us in touch. I mean, Swan District's are 2 games ahead at the moment, and it certainly it just keeps us there or thereabouts. I mean, we'd definitely have to keep going with our form and our winning form in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Otherwise, we'll fall too far behind. But it's fantastic for the club. It gets the boys up and about. This is the hardest 6 weeks of any season. The back end of June and into July. You know, we've been training for close to 24 weeks already. Just giving a bit of a boost on the field, just letting the boys enjoy their moments. It's going to help us no end.
A general bye this week in the Waffle. So what's the plan? Do you give the guys a bit of a break just to refresh, or do you hit them hard with, as we said, trying to get into that second half of the season and really finish the season strongly?
We're always mindful that the players, and not only the players, but the staff are part-time. So this first part of the bye week, we always just train Monday, Wednesday, and we give everyone virtually Thursday to Monday off. The players have to do a little bit of work, but it's just about refreshing them physically and mentally, and as well as the staff, because the staff do a bloody lot of work behind the scenes. That's coaches and medical, so giving them a break, and then full ball into West Coast the week after, which will be a very, very tough game.
Yeah, well, they obviously had a great result on the weekend. I'm not sure Nick Natanui is still going to be there in a couple of weeks' time, which might make your task a little bit easier.
Well, here's hoping. Yeah, I'd rather not play against him. I'm sure they might want him playing for the gate, but they've started to get their top end talent back at the AFL, which has pushed their sort of development players down. And we certainly hope we catch them on the hop a little bit, but it's going to be a really tough game for us. We understand that.
Jeremy, congratulations. Terrific victory over Claremont on the weekend. Enjoy the break as it comes, and best of luck for the second half of the season. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Jeremy Barnard, the coach of the Royals. As we said, they're in 7th spot, 4 wins and 6 losses. Through the course of the weekend, perhaps some interesting results. East Fremantle getting up in a tight game against Peel at the Wacker, 12-16 to 12-5. East Perth, as we mentioned, 26-point winners over Claremont. West Perth, 17-10 to Perth's 7-9. So the Falcons ticking along beautifully. And how about Swan District's form? 16-8-104 to Subiaco, 7-11-53. So the reigning premiers, not saying they can't win it, perhaps, but they are in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, they certainly are. And, you know, the good thing about this season, and we've mentioned it lots of times on Sports Day, is just how even the competition has actually been. And to see a heap of upsets on the weekend as well, none more so, I reckon, than West Coast beating South Fremantle. It's a great season so far. As I just said, I mean, I don't think Nick Natanui is going to be there in a couple of weeks, but the Eagles are looking a little bit stronger, and they were pretty delighted to break through for a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Swan Districts, by the way, knocking over Subiaco at their Steel Blue Oval. And you mentioned the upset of the round. It was the West Coast Eagles getting their first victory under Robert Wiley this season, 13-12 to 7-7. And what a performance. Nick Natanui, of course, coming back, kicking 2 goals, taking some marks and adding his expertise to the ruck craft at the West Coast. And the Bulldogs told Curley none too impressed with what they dished up. That is our Waffle update for Australia's most wanted, the Kia EV6 and Kia Sportage. They are the cars of the year. More coming up right after this.